Hello, today we're going to be taking a look at how to create easy mood check-ins or surveys using Google Forms. As a classroom teacher, we always want to be assessing our students. We want to know how they're doing in math, with the reading passage we just gave them, with that social studies idea we just went over. However, we want to remember that our students are whole humans, whole people, and we want to be able to assess their social-emotional growth as well. And so at the beginning of every class, I always did a mood check-in. It was a way for me to check in with my students and see how they were feeling, a chance for them to set goals, and to let me know if they needed to chat. You can see my class webpage right here, and I had this little button for my kids to click on, and it took them to this Google form, which was a mood check-in survey. They would quickly jot in their name, check off how they felt, explain why they felt that way, create a goal, and then they could request a personal teacher conference. To do this, all you need to do is go to your Google Drive. You can just go to drive.google.com, or you can click on the 3x3 array right here on the top right-hand corner of your Google Drive and go to Drive. Then you're going to click on the red button here. For some of you, it might say New. For some of you, it might say Create, but it will always be red and on the upper left-hand corner. And then you're going to want to click on Form. Once that happens, you're going to want to title your form. I'm going to call mine Mood Check-In. You can call it Mood Survey or Feeling Survey, whatever you'd like. And then we're going to go ahead and start filling it out. If you are using an educational domain, that is a domain that ends with .edu or .org or anything that is aligned with a school, you might see additional form settings up at the top here. It might ask you if you want to automatically collect the username and password, the username and ID of the students as they fill it in, and to have them be required to sign in to fill out the form. I recommend unchecking both of those because it will take your kids longer to fill out the form as they'll have to log into their Google account before they can see it. If for whatever reason you want to make sure that each student is the actual student who's filling it out and you do want to collect their ID, then you can go ahead and leave it checked. Just remember, it will take longer and only those in your school domain will be able to fill out the form. So let's go ahead and start creating the questions. You can add a form description if you want, like this is a mood check-in survey, please complete daily. Or you can leave it blank, it's optional. Under question title, that's usually where I ask for their name. So I'm going to go ahead and change this for multiple choice, the question type here, to text. And I'm going to ask for their first name. And then right here, I'm going to click to make it a required question. So they cannot turn in the form without filling in their answer. Help text is just extra hints if the kids need help. I don't think they need hints to know their name, so I'm going to leave that blank. If I click on Advanced Settings, I could do something called Data Validation. With Data Validation, I can make rules for what answers are accepted and what answers the form should reject. For example, if I was asking for an email address, I could go to Text and then make sure that this is an email address. If it is not a properly formatted email address, it will reject the answer and it will not submit the form. It'll give them an error message. However, I don't think I need that for their name, so I'm going to uncheck Data Validation and close Advanced Settings, and I'll click Done. Next, I'm going to go ahead and click the little down arrow right here next to Add Item. Then I'm going to click Text. I'm going to ask for their last name. I'm going to make sure, see, it's Text. I'm not going to do any Advanced Settings, so I'm going to make sure that's unchecked. Then I'm going to click Required Question. Now I'm going to do the little drop-down arrow here again, and I'm going to do multiple choice or checkboxes. Now the reason I'm not clicking Add Item is because when you click Add Item, it duplicates the last used item type, which is text. And sometimes I want a different type of item, so I don't want a text box here. I want checkboxes. And the reason I want checkboxes is because I want my kids to be able to check off all the moods that they're feeling. So I'm going to say, how do you feel today? And what I usually do is I have my students on the first day of school brainstorm a list of feelings. We have a class congress where we talk about it. We might usually start with three feelings, angry, sad, and happy. And then I have my students brainstorm synonyms for each and then brainstorm a continuum of feelings that they might be feeling. So my kids might say happy, sad, angry, and then they might say nervous, scared, excited. So I go ahead and I let my students pick all their feelings, and then I usually click other, which is one where they can type it in. I click required question. If I enter advanced settings for checkboxes, I can have them check at least a certain number. I can have them check at most a certain number. And I can also shuffle the option order, which is good for a test. I'm going to keep them both unchecked, though, here, because I don't really need to force any type of answer. I'm going to click done. I'm going to go ahead now and I'm going to go to paragraph text because I want my students to be able to write not just their name, but a lot of text here. And I'm going to ask, why are you feeling this way? So my students might say that they're happy but also nervous, maybe because they're excited to be in a play today but they're nervous about it. So they can check off all their feelings and they might explain it right here. I'm going to click required question. I'm going to click the drop-down arrow to do another paragraph text. I'm going to say, what are your goals for today? So they can do some goal settings. Click required question. For paragraph text, it has different advanced settings. This one allows me to do minimum and maximum character count. So I actually think for this one, I'm going to do a minimum character count, and I'm going to make sure that they have at least 100 characters, so they can't just write a short one. They have to write a nice long goal. I could also do regular expressions, which make sure that it contains certain words or does not contain certain words. But for this one, I'll do a minimum character count. And let's say at least 100 characters. That's a little bit shorter than a tweet. For custom error text, I'm going to give an error text that says, please write a longer and more detailed goal. So if they don't write a long enough goal, that's what it will say to them. And then finally, I'll do multiple choice and I'll say, do you need a private conference with your teacher today? They could say yes and no. I can do required question. So here I have all of my mood check-in questions. The reason I did first and last name separately is so when I get the responses, I can alphabetize it by last name to quickly sort and see all of my students. At the end, I can change what the confirmation page says. I can change it instead of your response has been recorded. I could say, thank you for sharing your mood with me today. I hope you have a fabulous day and meet your goals. I can allow them to see each other's responses, which I don't want to do for this, but I can also allow them to edit their response after submitting, which is good in case they hit submit and then decide at the last minute that they want to edit their thinking. Send form is if I wanted to email the form directly to somebody, it would embed the form in the email, but I'm not going to do that because I'm going to link it from my web page. So instead, I'm going to click view live form. And here's my form right here. And here's the link that I can put in my web page, stick in my blog. I could put that on Schoology. I could stick it, I could embed the entire form in a web page, but that's basically how you create the form. I can also shorten this link right here by going to a URL shortener called bit.ly. It's a website. When I go to bit.ly, I'm going to click sign up right here. I only have to do this once. I'm going to go ahead and create a username. I'm going to say AOSL demo, email address, AOSLdemo@gmail.com, password. And now that I have created this account on Bitly, I can take this long link right here and paste it in right up here by the blowfish. And without signing up, you can create this nice short URL right here. But now I can make a custom URL, and I can call this AUSL Demo Mood Check-In, which is easier to remember than some random letters and numbers or a long URL like this. So I can put this nice short URL on my board for my students to take a look at, or I can still link it from a web page or something like that. Bitly's are case sensitive, so if you put any capital letters in there, the students will always have to capitalize it. So usually when I make a bit link, I keep it all lowercase so it's easy for my students to type. So that's how you make the mood check-in. That's how you share it. Again, you can put it in Schoology, a web page, a blog, or shorten the URL and write it up on your board. But then let's take a look at how to look at the responses. When you create a form, it automatically creates two files in your Google Drive. The form itself, which looks like this. It's a square box with two dots and lines. And then the responses, which is this array. It makes a spreadsheet, which is this icon here. And it will say responses in the title. You can see the responses one of two ways. You can come to your Drive and click on it here. If you click on it, it will open up the spreadsheet. Or you can open up the form. So here's the editable form, and click on View Responses, and it takes you to the same place. Note that there are three different parts of a form. There's the editable part of the form right here where you can edit the different questions, the spreadsheet where the question responses go, and the live form, which I have to go to the editable form to get. And this one's not editable. This is the one that your kids are seeing. So there's three different parts, the live form, the editable form, and the responses. Only two of these are viewable in your Drive, and that's the editable form and the responses. To find the live form, you have to click on the editable form, which is this one, and then you can click on View Live Form right here. If that didn't make sense, try rewinding this and see it again. It is a little bit confusing, but you might have to watch it a couple times to catch hold of it. And I would have your form open and click along with me because that makes it a little bit easier. So let's go ahead and click on View Live Form, and what I'm going to do is pull out the spreadsheet here and move the form right here and let you see it happen live. So I'm going to fill this out. Jenny McGarra, how are you feeling today? I'm going to say happy and excited. Why are you feeling this way? I'm excited for everyone to learn about Google Form Mood Check-ins. What are your goals for today? To help educators learn about Google Forms and mood check-ins. And then I don't think I need a private conference. Oh, I need to write a longer, more detailed goal. See, so there's my my help text because I didn't make a long one. And I'll say, I think this can help them in their classrooms with their students. See if that one worked. It did. You can click submit and then watch right here. It immediately pops up in the spreadsheet. Now there's something cool I can do with this spreadsheet. When I have 30, 40 students submitting their mood check-in at once, it's sometimes hard to see if something's wrong. So I like to make sure that I notice if any of my students are feeling scared, because usually that means there's something wrong happening or something I should be aware of. So I like to do something called conditional formatting. The way I do that is I come above the How Do You Feel Today column, because this is the column where I'm looking for if they're scared. And I hover up above where the letter is, D, right here. And when I hover my cursor, I see this arrow pop up right at the top. When I click on it, one of the last options is conditional formatting. Notice when I click on the arrow, it highlights the entire column. Then I click on conditional formatting, and it gives me all of these options. I want to know if the text contains the word scared. I want to know if my kids are scared. Notice I could also make it be if it's less than, if it's greater than, if it's exactly, if the cell is empty. I have all these different conditions to format it. But this time I want to know if it contains the word scared. And then I'm going to have it turn the background yellow so that I can see it. So now all of these cells, all the way to infinity, are formatted with this rule. So if the word scared appears in here, the cell's gonna turn yellow. So let's go ahead and try that. I'm gonna submit another response, Jenny McGarra, and I'm gonna say that I'm nervous and scared. I say, I'm taking a big test today, and I'm scared because I didn't study. My goal for today is I hope to do well on my math test because I want to show what I know. I have been problem solving all unit long and am excited to apply my knowledge. I don't need a conference. I hit submit. And you can see here, it automatically turned yellow as it submitted. I might also conditionally format column G because I want it to turn a certain color so I can quickly see if they need a private conference with our teacher. So I can again put my cursor above to the header. I see that the arrow pops up. I go to conditional formatting. I put the word yes. If they say yes, let's turn it green. Note that the arrow doesn't show up at the top until you put your cursor on it. So notice in F there's no arrow, but when I move my arrow, my little cursor above there, it shows up. So if you're wondering where that little drop-down arrow is, you do have to put your mouse right over that cell for it to appear. So that was creating mood check-ins on Google Forms, figuring out how to shorten the link using bit.ly, bit.ly, which is a third-party website, and then using conditional formatting so that as the students are submitting their mood check-in, it's easy to quickly look at and see how they're feeling. I hope that this was helpful for you today. One other thing. Let's look at one other quick thing that you can take a look at. Bonus. If you want to filter the student's responses to see one student over time, you can click on this blank gray square above the number one. Click on this little martini glass right here next to it. You have filter views. And then you're able to click on the martini glass and sort by the student's name. And when you click that, it will show only those students' responses. Hope this helped you. Go ahead and feel free to rewatch parts that went a little bit fast and leave any comments below. Thank you.